Blog Talk Radio.
In time, fly thee. We need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grip a solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He is the one. That rock is Jesus.
Understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Never Had It So Good Gospel Hour with Vanita Coney at the time, coming before you every Saturday at 6 p.m. with End Times Like These from Gainesville, Florida. We're just so happy that you are continuing to tune in and hear words of encouragement, because truly, I want to encourage your hearts today, and I want to continue to let you know that God is able. No matter what it looked like, God is able. We talked about last week, we talked about hopeful, and I wanted you to know last week we talked about your hope is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We must believe on his word to receive it in the name of Jesus. So I'm just so happy to come before you today. I want to just go ahead and start right now in prayer. Ask God blessing upon our show. So if you can pray with me, please pray with me right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again today, thanking and praising you for another day's journey that you allowed us to enter in today. God, I know that this is a day that we cannot live it over all over again, but God, we thank you. You are a gracious God. You are merciful. You are loving. God, you're kind. You're everything we want, everything we need you to be, and more. So God, we say thank you. As we come before you, acknowledging you, God, as we come before you with this show this afternoon, we ask that your blessing be upon it right now, God. I ask that you touch my mouth. Let words come forth, Heavenly Father, that is pleasing to your ears. Let it be pleasing, Heavenly Father, to our listeners. Let them gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, clarity, encouragement. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. Whatever you set for me to do in this program today, God, we ask that you let it go forth to your people, Lord God, because, God, we are standing in the need of a blessing. Oh, God, some of us standing, we need healings in our mind, healing in our body. Oh, God, our children. Oh, God, we're praying for our children. Oh, God, bless them in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the parents, Lord God. Oh, God, we all need you, God. We cannot do nothing without you. So, God, we say thank you for blessing all over the world in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there is someone that has lost someone today. Loved one has gone on to another side to be in your arms, Heavenly Father. God, we ask that you strengthen their heart, Heavenly Father. Strengthen their mind. Let them know that they can go on in Jesus' name. We must run the race, and we must run it with patience. And, God, we want to see your face when you call our name, Heavenly Father. So, God, we say thank you, Lord God. We're so excited. We love you. And we ask that you continue to bless the show, many shows that come after us, Lord God. We just say, have your way. Have your way, God. And we just love you for all that you have done, that you're doing for us right now, and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. So, gracious God, we say thank you. So we're going to say right now with the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in that sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say amen. If you're just tuning in, this is In Times Like These. Benita Coney from Gainesville, Florida, encouraging your heart today. So today our show, we're going to come before you today. Our show is saying, Jesus can fix what is broken. Amen. Jesus can fix what is broken. This is a great opportunity time to tell someone to join in, to listen to words of encouragement from End Times Like These, Benita Coney. And we just appreciate you listening at this time. So right now we're going to come with a song of praise. And after our song of praise, we're going to go ahead and take our break, our first break. And then we'll come back talking about Jesus can fix what is broken. Amen. Let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Let Jesus fix it for you. I tried him and he fixed it for me. Yes, I tried him and he fixed it for me. You can go to him and pray, take all your burden and leave them there. Cause I know Jesus, he will fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him Amen. Praise the Lord. Let Jesus fix it for you. That's a very good song. Amen. Because he knows just what to do. You can take all your burdens to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will fix it for you. Let's go ahead and take a little break right now, enjoy a song, and we're going to come back talking about Jesus can fix whatever is broken. Praise the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Amen. Thank you once again. We're tuning in to End Times Like These, Benita Coney, and we're once again going to be talking about Jesus can fix whatever is broken. So in order to say Jesus can fix whatever is broken, there must be something needing fixing. Amen. All of us have been broken in our lives one way or another. We all come into some different situations, trials and tribulations, unexpected situations come our way, and we all have been broken one way or another. So I want to encourage you today and to let you know that God is able. God sent his son Jesus, and Jesus gave his life for us. God raised him from the dead, and he has all power. Amen? He has all power, and we need to understand more in our lives that Jesus has power. And if we accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we can have more power over the enemy. More power to make good decisions in our lives. When things come and things get broken in our lives unexpected, we can handle it better than what we've been handling it. Amen? Because you can just look at the TV and see so much and how people handle situations, how they handle trouble. But I want to encourage you, and you can tell somebody else, that God is able. God's son, Jesus, he's available. He's there for us. His arms is wide open. He said, come to me, all who are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Amen. It's a recipe. I'll let me go again. That recipe coming up. I always like to talk about it's a recipe in life. It's a recipe with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God has given us a Bible, 66 books in that Bible. Amen? We must read the Bible, learn of it, read, study, understand it, and be a doer of the Word of God so we can be in his will, amen? So it's there for us. That's our roadmap, amen? There's already over 40 men he expired to write the Bible. It's there for us. Just pick it up and read it, amen? It's not hard. God loves us, amen? He is love, and we must love him too, and we must love each other, amen? So talking about God can fix whatever is broken. So many hearts are broken. Our hearts are broken. Our relationships, unexpected situation, trouble, a loss of a job, loss of a loved one, and your heart is just so torn and broken. Let Jesus fix it for you. Amen? You must be open to receive him. You must have the faith, and you must not doubt him. Because when he comes, we have to respect what God is doing to fix it. Amen? A lot of times we pray, and we ask God to fix things for us. And when he fixes it, and it may not be what we wanted it to be or how we thought it should have came out, but God knows us. He knows where ahead if that was good for us or was it bad for us. But he's going to make the right decision and give us what we need. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, that was good. He will give us exactly what we need. So we must respect the answer that when we pray and when we go to him and we're broken and we're bruised and we ask our God to fix it for us, he's going to fix it in his will. And because we must be in the will of God. Amen. We must want to be in his will. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God. Amen. So perhaps your heart might be broken today. Amen. Or you might be in a broken relationship. Or your spirit. Amen. Your spirit, man, could be broken today. But I want to let you know that Jesus can fix it. Amen. As the song said a few minutes ago, that we ministered at the beginning of the hour, let Jesus fix it for you because he knows just what to do. Amen. Whatever you pray, let him have his way. Jesus will fix it for you. Amen. And when we're talking about fix it, that means, again, something is broken, something needs to be repaired, there must be something, a problem, a situation, something that's undone, and we just need to cast all our cares upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God will not only fix your broken heart or your broken mind or whatever is broken, your spirit could be broken. He's not only just going to fix it. He will open it up to amazing things. Amen. God has a plan for you. I talk about that a lot. He has a plan for us. Amen? So sometimes we get bruised and we'll get broken down. But God has a plan for us. It's going to work out for your good, and it's going to work out for his glory. Amen? It says he's going to open up for amazing things to happen in your life. Amen? Ask God to rebuild what is broken in your life. Amen. Sometimes God used hard times. He used times in our lives to put us back together and let us have more faith as we take our test, because we're being tested each and every day of our lives. God tests us to get the best out of us, but Satan tests us to get the worst out of us. But we are being tested on every side. Every day of our lives is a test. Amen. You don't have to be in the classroom to take a test. Amen. You could be on your job. You could be in your home. You could be in the church. You could be in the store. You can be wherever the test will come. And sometimes those tests, we don't know when they come. So we have to be mindful. We have to have that discerning spirit. We have to be close to God, get in tune with the word of God, let the word of God spring up in us. Because they're coming. Tests are going to come. They're going to come at us. So God, he already knows what we're going to do when the test comes. And he's sitting there waiting. He's going to see what we're going to do or who we're going to run to. Either we're going to run to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Are we going to run to our friends? Our friends speak to everything. We put all of our trust in man. But I'm here today to encourage you to put your trust in God. Amen. Put your trust in God, the one who knows you, and he will help you, and he will give you the discernment of the Spirit to make the right decision. It's nothing wrong with man, loving man, having man as a friend, woman, man, boy, girl, as our friends. Amen? It's nothing wrong with that, but don't put all your trust in them. Put your trust in God. The Bible tells us God is a jealous God. Amen? Because sometimes we put our friends before a lot of things in our lives. Well, we need to put God there. He is first in our life. Amen? A lot of times we look at our friends being first, but he is first in our lives. So I want to encourage you today, put all your trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so you can pass the test. Amen? God is preparing us for greater things beyond our ability here today. Amen? It's beyond our ability, beyond what you and I can do. Only God can do what God does. Amen? So he's preparing us when these things come. And just go ahead and take the test. I like to always say, take the test, because God is with you. Amen? He's on your side, and God can fix it. Amen? God gave his only son, and that's John 3:16, for us. Jesus came to redeem and restore, amen, a scattered world. And he won't stop there. Amen. Life is like scattered in millions of pieces that will never be put back together again. Amen. And we must have a hunger for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he will fix it. After a while, the song say he may not come when you want him, but he will come on time. Amen. He will come to your rescue. That's another song, that Jesus will come to your rescue. Amen. God is available to do whatever you want him to do. He can heal us. He can deliver us. He can set us free from the hands of the enemy. Amen. God can mend the broken heart. Oh, God, I thank you. I praise him. He can mend our broken hearts. Amen. Because we do get bruised. We get battered and bruised so much in this life. Someone can say one little word to us, and it will hurt us. It will hurt your heart. And you'd be so surprised and amazed. Did that come from that person? Amen. That's where we have to put our trust in God. Don't put our trust in man. Because man will what? Fail you. Yes, he will. Man will fail you. But God is good. Amen. But we all experience so much in life. Amen. And we should look at it as experience and grow from it. Because when we grow from it, it shows that we are growing. We're making wise decisions. We're not making foolish decisions. We're not doing foolish things that out of the will of God. It shows when you're growing, amen? It shows not only because when we eat food and like Miss Renita, we sometimes go wide, we grow up in wisdom, amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We grow in wisdom. And you can tell a person when they have grown up in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not judging them because the Bible tells us, do not judge. But the fruit it bears. You can see the fruit on that person that they've been in communion with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You will see a light on their face. Oh, it's like all over them. You'll see a glow on them because that's showing you, oh, my gosh, that person is shining. That's shining with the word of God. Amen. And it's like it's bubbling over. Amen. Some say Jesus' love is a bubbling over. You can see that person so bubbly and so happy, and you just know this person has been with God. Amen? And we just thank God because he can fix it. So it's good to experience some things in life because we can have a testimony and we can tell somebody else about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how he delivered you, how he brought you free, and how he made you whole. Amen? So it's good because we are disciples. We're supposed to be out getting disciples to come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they be saved. So when Jesus called their name one day, because all of our names are going to be called one day, amen, he's going to call our name and we must go up to a place where we're going to live forever. And if your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, you can live forever with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if your name is not found in the Lamb Book of Life, when Jesus called your name and called you home, and if your name is not in the book, hell would you lift your eyes up and be in tormented for the rest of your life. So we keep encouraging you to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Get him in your life. Accept him as your personal Savior and live a pleasing in life for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do that mean we're not going to have any more trouble? No, that doesn't mean we're not going to have any more trouble. But we have a God who's a trouble fixer. Hello, I like that one. As the message said, Jesus can fix whatever is broken. Amen. We have a God that we can go to and tell our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all about it. He already knows. We can talk with him. He will walk with us. He will talk with us. He will tell you on his own. We talked about last week about the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a leader and a guider. It leads us in the right direction that we must go in life. Amen. The right direction, making right decisions, being right standing with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he can fix whatever is broken. We must put all our trouble and our trials and tribulation in the Lord's hand. Amen. He can deliver us. He can fix it. He is a fixer for us. He's a way maker out of no way. He will turn your midnight into day. Amen. Because God is a good God. He's a good and gracious God. And he is worthy to be praised. So right here, I see that I need to take another break. Stay with me. We're going to come back, talk some more about Jesus can fix whatever is broken.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm on the right road now. Amen. I fixed you that way a long time ago. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He will fix it. So when you all come together, talking about again, Jesus can fix whatever is broken. Amen. We want to let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. He can fix whatever is broken. You might be in a depressed state right now. You might be in a place where you just want to give up. You might be in a place where you just want to take your life because it seems like nothing is going right for you. But I'm here to tell you, God is able. Cast all your cares upon the Lord and to Jesus Christ. God will fix it for you. Amen. If you turn it over to the Lord in prayer, our God will fix whatever is wrong in your life. Amen. All your heartaches, all your pains. Amen. That depression heart. Amen. God is standing by. No need to cry. Just cast all your cares upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because again, there is nothing too hard for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And you can be like the song just said, I'm on the right road now because I fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago. And then she said, he said, if I walk right, if I talk right, if I live right, he'll make my enemies leave me alone. So that let us know we must write, walk, talk, live right before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Because God is a good God. Yes, he is. So I encourage you today to give God a chance. If you don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I encourage you today. Give him a chance. He is love. He loves you. And we must love him too. There is nothing, again, too hard for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God cares for us. He cares for each and every one of us. God wants us to turn all of our sadness, he wants to turn them all into joy, all of our pain, all of our tears. He can make those tears fall down and be joyful tears. Amen? God can do that. Only God can do it. We cannot do it. Only our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's why it's good to take all of our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. In the Bible, it talks about in 1 Peter 5:7, the Bible says, cast all your cares upon me. Amen. God cares for us. God can repair whatever has been broken, whatever is going on. Turn it over to him. Amen. He will fix it, and he will make it all right. All of your problems, all of your situations, God can do it. There's a song that's by Georgia Mass Choir. There's a song by Georgia Mass Choir, and it says, all in his hand. I put it all in his hand. It tells us in that song, say, whatever your burdens, your problems, I put it all in his hand. And it says, because he can solve them. Oh, yes, he can. He can handle them. Because he's a master of them all. I put it all in his hand. And I encourage you today, put it all in the Lord's hand. Amen. You won't go wrong. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He will fix it for you if you put it all in his hand. Amen. Because he knows just what to do. He knows all of the problems that we are facing each and every day of our lives. He knows all the circumstances that we face. He knows it all. He knows everything about us. Amen? There is no secret that God does not know about us. He knows every hair that's on your head. He knows it. You can tell him. He knows every last one of them. He knows all about us. So why not put your trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? We try to fix things on our own so much. And when we try to fix it, we make a mess out of it. Instead of going to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ first, acknowledging him, praying to him, asking him to work it out for you, to give it over to him. Amen. The Bible tells us, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He said, I will repay. So we so busy, we want to, you know, put it all in our hands. We want to take care of it. And then we just make a big mess out of it. Put it in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's hands. He will fix it for you. He can endure whatever it is. He's a protector. He's our guide. He's our leader. He provides for us. And much, much, much more. Amen. Put it all in his hands, because God will fix it for you. Amen. Paul says in the Bible, for my grace are we saved through faith. Amen. Through faith. And not of yourself. Again, in the Bible, Paul says, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Amen. We need to let go and let God. I went to my sister's house this morning, one of my sisters here in Archer, Florida. I went to her house this morning, and when I got to her door, I said something to her, and she said, the word that she said was, let go and let God. And I'm here to say this today to you. Let go and let God have his way. Amen? Because he's going to get the glory out of it. So I encourage you to let it go. Because God will fix whatever wrong in your life, whatever broken in your life, God will fix it for you. We have to allow him to fix it for us and not put that block up, that roadblock. Let him come in. Be like that wash machine. I love to talk about the wash machine. Let him wash your heart. Let him clean it. Amen. He's going to fix it. We said earlier, he's fixing because he has greater plans for your life. There is something greater that's going to come in your life. And God has to get us ready, prepared for that which he's going to bless us with. Amen. And sometimes we have to move out things that in our lives that don't supposed to be there. Amen. Make room for what is coming. Like we, my sister also telling me today, she said, I'm cleaning out my closet. She's going to send a lot of things to the hurricane victims. And yes, I got some things ready too. Mine's going too. She said, I got to clean out my closet. So she's cleaning out her closet because she's making room for more. Amen. So a lot of times we have to go in there and clean out your heart. Take that malice out your heart. Take hatred out of your heart. Backstabbing, envy, jealous, strife, all that stuff is not good in your heart. We have to take that stuff, move that stuff out of our heart so God can come in and clean us. David said, wash me so I may be clean, white as snow. Purge me with hyssop. Oh, God, I thank you. Amen. We must get that stuff out of our hearts so our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can come in and clean us up, repair what is broken, renew us, transform our lives into what he wanted to be. Amen. Because if nothing is impossible for God to change, nothing is impossible for God to prepare in your life. He loves us. He want to fill that void that's in your life. God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. He's performing miracles each and every day of our lives. And the other day, me and my daughter were sitting on the porch. We saw the beautiful rainbow. She said, Mama, come look at the rainbow. I said, that's God's promise. He's reminding us of his promise. Amen. God has promised for us. And we thank you for putting a rainbow in the sky. It was so beautiful to remind us that God is working on our behalf. His promise is going to be fulfilled. It may look one way, but watch and see what God is going to do for you. He will fix it, whatever your problem is, whatever your burden is. He will fight your battles. Amen? He will set you free because God is in control. He is in control. There's a lot of things that's out of control in life today in this world, but that's why we must be we in this world, they tell us. We in the world, but we're not of the world. When you become a Christian and we come on God's side, we here in this world, but we're not of the world. Amen? So we must bring that back to you because what the world would give you is a lemon. And just eating a lemon by itself is sour. But with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you take that lemon and you squeeze it in some water and put you some sugar in there, you can make you some lemonade, some sweet lemonade. Amen? And it will be sweet, sweet, sweet. Because that's how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's sweet as I know. He is so sweet, y'all. He's sweeter than honey. Oh, yes, he is. God is sweeter than honey. So you can take that sour lemon that the world gives you, take it and squeeze and make that lemonade and say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. God will raise you up from a situation that looks dead. Amen. And look doomed. Our Lord will raise you up higher and higher in the Lord. Amen. So right now, let's go ahead and take another little break. I will be right back. Stay to the end.
Your responsibility.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Amen. He did it all just for me. Amen. So we're almost about to get to the end of our show. I want to come with a scripture right here. Now, the scripture is coming from the book of Mark. Mark, the 9th chapter and the 14th through the 29th verse, it talks about in Mark 9 here, it says, a dad and his son, a dad and his suffering son, no one else knew how to help him. Jesus stepped towards the situation, and the young boy was restored to health. Amen. I said this to say this to you all, that Jesus can step into your situation, whatever it is. He can step in your situation. He can restore it. He can build you up. He can heal you. Whatever your problem is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can step in, and he'll make it all right because he's going to get the glory. Sometimes we need to just let go and let God. We're carrying too much. We got too much on us. Our load is heavy. Our burdens are heavy. But God said your burden can be light. He's a burden bearer. Amen. Cast all your cares upon him. Let it go. Amen. We know life is tough. Things come and are unexpected, and things go. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is right there to deliver you, to give you that strength to make it. Because he wants us to make it. He doesn't want us suffering. He wants us to be happy. Amen? Happy. He wants us to accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so we can live and live a pleasing life according to the word of God. Amen? And have the faith. The faith can move mountains. Amen? Faith what pleases our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? We must have the faith so we can run this race and we can have the victory with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've had a wonderful time with you all today. So right now I'm going to give someone an opportunity. This is a perfect time that you can make up your mind. I may not never know about it, but if you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I do want to let you know that time is winding up. Look at the sign. We just saw the storm just came, the storm just go. So many people have lost their lives. So many people have lost their livelihood, lost everything they had. They don't have nothing. But God is able. He is able to restore. He is able to replenish all that you lost. Don't lose hope. Have the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It may look very bad now. It may look very dark. But the sun will shine again. Amen. Because God promised. And he do not go back on his word. So I want to let you know, if you one that do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, today is your day to accept him as your personal Savior by confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus died and he rose again with all power. And you're sorry for your sin. Repent and you can be saved. Amen. God is a good God. And he is worthy to be praised. His arms is open wide. He said, come. Come to me. Amen. Come to me. And the day your name can go down today in the Lamb Book of Life, if you make that decision to receive the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'll encourage you to go to a Bible-believing church, someone teaching and preaching the word of God, so you can study and learn among the saints. Amen? And you can go out and be a witness to tell somebody that God saved you, God healed you, God delivered you. And when you tell your testimony, somebody else can tell their testimony. And we get strength and we can touch people's lives. And they can come on the Lord's side because we are disciples. We're going out. We're supposed to be getting disciples to come in on the Lord's side. Then you know your living is not in vain. Amen. Oh my gosh. I have had a wonderful time this evening with you all. And I'm looking forward to many, many more shows that you all come and back and listen to in times like these. Benita Coney from Gainesville, Florida. We're going to go ahead and get ready to end our show because truly God can fix it. Whatever is broken in your life, if you just cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. So right now I'm going to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. Until next time, remember, Jesus can fix whatever is broken in your life.